Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Joining you in studio, it's myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we want to welcome you to hour number two, because we do 3 hours of radio every day of the year, including coming up on Thanksgiving. Yes, 7 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern, you'll be able to tune in and listen to us. I won't be on. It'll be my first Thanksgiving off in 4 or 5 years, something like that.
All right.
Mark Edge volunteered to take my spot. I thought about it for half a second and said, sure, I'd like to have, I like turkey. I'm just kind of that way. But first, I wanted to tell you about Edge Wallet. A lot of us use it. Edge Wallet is a mobile digital wallet. It's available on iOS and Android. It's how you can hold securely or buy or sell or trade your cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled, so you own your money. What that means is you possess the keys to this locked account that only you can access. Nobody else can get into it. There's support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. It's a veteran team. They've been building since 2014. They want to help you secure your freedom. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. And we have been, in the first hour, we talked a lot about Canada and the problems with getting their mail through to Campobello Island without the government opening their mail and inspecting it. Of course, it's not the Canadian government I'm talking about. I'm talking about the U.S. government. This mail has to pass through the U.S. And, yeah, there you go. Just because it's passing through on a truck for about 45 minutes an hour, customs officials feel the need to open every piece of mail and make sure there's no marijuana going from Canada to Canada. It's insanity. We also talked a little bit about the vaping ban that is moving forward in Massachusetts, our neighbor to the south. We are in broadcasting from New Hampshire, and Massachusetts is going to enact this law, this ban on all flavored vapes.
Well, it looks that way. I mean, at this point, they have passed the House and the Senate. Overwhelmingly.
Right.
It is now going to the governor's office, and this particular governor of Massachusetts, apparently named Charlie Baker, is known for having passed anti-smoking, or rather supporting various different crackdowns or whatever on smoking and vaping. So, I mean, it seems like it's almost a given that he's going to support this, but he has not yet indicated one way or the other. However, it did overwhelmingly pass both the House and the Senate. So I'm sure that he's going to look at that and say, well, this is what the people want. It's passed overwhelmingly. So he would stand in the way of history if he were to veto this.
Math holes.
Yep.
Well, it sounds to me like, I mean, we're contemplating a little different business venture. It sounds like we may want to offer vapes, vaping juices and stuff like that at a slight discount if you're from Massachusetts.
You're from Massachusetts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we will provide you a documentation to show the cop as you drive back home in Massachusetts that you did buy this from a licensed
Are you going to get licensed in Massachusetts?
No, if I were selling in New Hampshire, even regardless of where it was purchased, you would have to show papers when you go back home to Massachusetts.
Well, I don't think showing New Hampshire papers would work.
I don't think so either.
My reading of the law.
So they are just everything, no more.
But I'll tell you what I'd love to do is just buy a shack right on the border. You know, at a major freeway, and sell it there because, you know, they can't pull over every car that leaves New Hampshire.
Well, they used to back in the day when I first moved here. There was a news story about how they have fireworks stores that were right. close to the border. And in Massachusetts, fireworks are illegal in New Hampshire.
Still are.
They're not. So you can buy fireworks legally, most of them, in New Hampshire.
Sure.
And so they actually had their cops, the state police, were staking out the fireworks stores, like binoculars across the border, watching people with mass plates leave the fireworks store and then cook up a reason to pull them over.
Wow.
When they would cross back into Massachusetts. So it's actually a bad idea to have. I mean, if they bring that policy back, from what I understand, they stopped doing that after some amount of time.
Yes.
But if they bring that policy back, then that would result in a lot of your customers likely being harassed unnecessarily. Whereas if you're out of physical sight, then they would actually have to go into New Hampshire and stake out the parking lot. And I don't know if they're allowed to do that. They might be allowed to do that.
I don't know what the result. I know that those laws have been challenged about whether mm-hmm. you can spy on someone for law enforcement purposes when they're doing something legally
in another state.
I know they also had a border dispute between New Hampshire and Massachusetts because Massachusetts, of course, has a sales tax. We don't.
Right.
So people were coming up and buying tires in New Hampshire, and for some reason, Massachusetts decided that tires was the place to start. So they, I think they sued this New Hampshire business for not collecting Massachusetts sales tax. And the New Hampshire governor got involved and said, yeah, our businesses don't have to do that.
Right. Well, and that's an issue because of the internet sales tax. It's federal now. I mean,
what?
You have to.
Well, does it exist yet?
Yes. Businesses of a certain size, smaller businesses, are exempted from collecting sales tax, including municipal taxes and state taxes and any other tax for other states.
That's okay, so it sounded like you said there was a national sales tax there for a moment. That's not
The federal government enforcing sales taxes across borders. We're going to go to the phones where we got Larry in Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know, I listened to you guys when you were on here in Indianapolis, but
yes, sir.
The things you're talking about, liberty and all this stuff about freedom and all this stuff, it don't really exist because it's all taken away by due process. And Congress mm-hmm. makes due process up, decides what statutes are imposed on us and everything else.
I think that's still the opposite of due process, but go ahead.
Well, when I'm talking, you'll see that I'm telling the truth.
Okay.
When you have property, or anything else that you have, it can be taken away with due process. That's what people don't understand. That nullifies all the so-called rights and privileges and immunities in the Constitution. It really does. The Constitution is nothing.
I don't know if you're using the terms due process appropriately. I mean,
well, what I'm picking up is he's saying so long as they follow their own rules mm-hmm. in the process
of stealing
taking
your
stuff and kidnapping
you. Look how that is.
Right. I mean, generally, but just for what the right, you know, just to set the record straight, generally due process is considered fair treatment through the normal judicial system. Now, certainly, the due process can certainly be used to violate people's rights, or it's sort of like a window dressing on the violation of people's rights. But it's supposed to be the idea that, well, you've been treated fairly throughout this violation of your rights, and we've followed all our rules. But even as we've seen, they frequently don't follow their own rules, and it doesn't matter because they have to enforce their rules on themselves, so they don't.
Then what's the freedom all about? Because
we don't have
everything all the rules they make up can be enforced at the point of a gun. So,
right.
So
we don't
what
have
are you
freedom.
Talking about?
Nobody here is saying we have freedom.
Even when we get freedom, it will be because people said no. And they said no with enough firepower to make it stick. Because all political power, as Mao Zedong said, flows from the barrel of a gun.
Well, what I want to talk about is with all the impeachment hearings going on, I took a time out and listened to some of this foolishness. I wonder what this is a smokescreen for. I wonder what they are doing in the background while they've got everybody looking at the shiny object, which is
well,
a bunch
on,
of
Larry,
well, for one thing, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Hold on, Larry. We're going to talk about a little bit about impeachment and some of the other things you brought up. Are we free? Are we not free? Do they play by their own rules and disregard the ones that we have in the Constitution? I think so. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 850-373-3733. I wanted to tell you about LibertyCon, how to go to Washington, D.C. and not lose your soul. LibertyCon is a Liberty convention. It's going to be April 3rd to the 5th in Washington, D.C. for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for the purposes of career advancement, business, and internet, in turn, I don't know why I have trouble with this, in turn, internship opportunities. Got a list of incredible speakers, John Mackey of Whole Foods, Conscious Capitalism, he's going to be talking about that, Vernon Smith, who won a Nobel Prize in Economics, Miriam Issa, who is a cultural expert, political commentator, and many, many more. Visit LibertyCon for more details on additional speakers and events and use coupon code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available and discounted rooms are available for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. Save with early registration at LibertyCon.com. Use coupon code FTL for a $10 discount. In studio, it's Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And we have been talking about, well, mostly about Massachusetts, but we have a caller who takes issue. I'm just going to bring him back on. Larry, you there?
Hey, thanks for bringing me back on.
Hey, are you on like a speakerphone? Because you sound way worse now than you did before.
Okay, that sounds better now.
Much better.
Okay, thank you. You know, I don't try to act like I know everything, right? But for a long time, people have been lulled into a false sense of security as if you have some type of right. In a system like we have here in this country, from the very beginning, we had no rights. We have none now. So our congressmen and our representatives can do whatever they want to do this. This is why I think it's so dangerous at this time. When they're putting up a smokescreen of impeachment, which is a bunch of foolishness, to find out what they are really doing. And when we come through this 2 or 3 years on down the road, while y'all was looking over here, here's what we done. You didn't say anything about it, so shut up and take it. That's the way. That's what it always leads to.
They've been doing that for years, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the difference? This is just the latest.
They have high tech now. They have high tech now. That's the very big difference. And that's why that I don't care where I look nowadays, somebody is nursing an iPhone. I mean, you take an iPhone away from the average person or a whole city, cut their internet out, they're going to be committing suicide out in California when they had. Hey, listen, you think I'm joking? It's not funny.
I'm laughing with you, Larry.
There were a lot of suicides out in California when they had those rolling power outages from people that were living where they weren't supposed to be living. But I'm just dropping one more thing on you. This deal with the heroin substitute, what do they call it?
Suboxone or methadone?
Not Suboxone, but the other thing that's killing people.
Fentanyl, yeah.
Well, that's an industry in China, and they give their companies tax breaks for producing that and selling it here in our country. That's chemical warfare because 2 grains of rice the size of that dose will kill you. So I think what we're going to end up doing, they're doing economic warfare on us because we're going to end up spending all our money on junkies. Just like in the city I'm in right now, they have so many programs for junkies. The state's getting in on it and everything, and then still passing out needles, still not arresting people to get caught with this dope. And the people that are junkies that are trying to escape it, they get Suboxone or Narcan to prolong their lives and drain our system. So,
well, look, Larry, if you're mad about fentanyl, then you ought to blame the federal government for making heroin illegal because that's what's leading to fentanyl being used as a substitute or a cutting agent or whatever within heroin. So if heroin were legal, then the price would be very cheap. It would be very affordable.
I agree with you 100%. And I think that if they wanted to get rid of this problem, they talk about El Chapo and El Guzmo or whoever it is.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do, they got high tech. They can spot their villas and stuff. They can scrape them with us. I was out in my yard the other day, and a squadron of F-15s flew over. You're
they were
idling
looking
off
for the, you, Larry.
I know, but they did fly over. They were from some parade or something. But that's so powerful that if you send your air devices, say we give you 2 minutes to get out of your belly, buddy, and we're going to strike you with these F-15s, they will stop selling dope. I guarantee it.
Just make it legal. That's the point. Then you don't have to kill anybody.
But the junkies that are out there now
anybody.
To get up to clean their stuff up.
Right.
And take all the profit out and all the backbiting and foolishness out of it. I mean,
if you make it legal. If you make
it'll
legal,
take a lot of the profit out of it because as Milton Friedman pointed out, the role of the government from an economic point of view is to protect the drug cartel.
Sure.
And you know, people say, well, what do you mean protect them? You know, you're arresting them and you're seizing some of their stuff here and there. But they're protecting them from competition. So only the people who have the courage to go into the drug business and have the ability and willingness to project enough force to defend their pile of money are in that business. It would be a lot less profitable if they were not getting cartel profits courtesy of the U.S. government.
Yeah, and if the cartels weren't recipients of basically what amounts to U.S. foreign military aid. They are they're waging a war here, which keeps demand up. They are doing very little. They can't do anything to stop. They can't stop the flow of drugs. They can't even stop the flow of drugs.
Well, there are U.S. soldiers standing around in Afghanistan in poppy fields, and they're not doing anything about those poppy fields. So could they stop it? I don't know, but they're not trying very hard. They don't seem to want to stop it.
I know prohibition doesn't work.
Prohibition does not work.
Right.
And really, even if they burned the poppy fields in Afghanistan, they'd just start growing the poppies someplace else.
But cartels end up being enriched no differently than the Kennedy family was enriched by the prohibition on alcohol.
Yep.
I mean, that was a direct result. And not saying that we shouldn't have done that because it made Kennedys rich. It's just, you're not going to get the expected results that you think you are. You're not going to get reduced usage. You're going to get more dangerous usage. You're going to get bathtub gin and fentanyl. Yeah. Those are going to be the results that come out of this thing. And, I rail against this stuff every time I'm on. The war on drugs is the root cause of so many of the problems we face here in America. Not drugs. The war on drugs.
For sure.
Yeah.
Even the addiction itself, one of the things that allows people to get addicted and think they're going to be okay is seeing these dealers strutting around with a big pocket full of money, you know, and they think, well, I'll just make money being in this business, and then it'll be okay. Well, of course, that doesn't usually work out long term.
We're going to talk a little bit about other types of prohibition and how they fail, too. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The testimony from National Security Official Fiona Apple and State Department official in the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, David Holmes, have wrapped up as they were testifying in the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Trump. During the Q&A session with Congress, Republican Congressman from Texas, Will Hurd, says,
an impeachable offense
should be compelling, overwhelmingly clear, and unambiguous, and it's not something to be rushed or taken lightly. I've not heard evidence proving the president committed bribery or extortion.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is blaming Democrats for not getting much done to improve the lives of Americans. He says it's clear Democrats only have the priority of impeaching President Trump on their mind. This as Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi signals that the USMCA deal will not be signed before Thanksgiving. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Just load the Discord app on your computer, on your mobile device. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are in the studio with us. It's pretty impressive. You can find out more at discord.freetalklive.com. But first, I want to tell you, you've heard us talking about the cryptocurrency Divvy. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org.
See, that sounds really interesting in having that connection to Western Union. The hardest thing about selling cryptocurrency is collecting the money and getting it back to where you are. So if there's a way to actually buy it by dropping off money, I assume, at Western Union, I'm assuming what their relationship with Western Union is going to be, but that would be a huge improvement for a lot of people who have to go through sketchy things to get cryptocurrency, because the banks just, I've had two bank accounts closed already. PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App have all cut me off.
Right. Just for selling cryptocurrency.
Yeah. Actually, Cash App hasn't cut me off. They just jacked $300
out
of my
account
one day. No, they didn't close it. It's still open. If I want to trust them, I can try it again.
I thought they hit you for $750. Or was that something else?
That was somebody else.
Oh, okay.
That was Zelle.
Oh, Zelle.
Yeah, that was through the TD account.
Well, we'll see.
Legendary.
We'll see what happens with, I mean, the IRS has you know, again announced, just to clarify, or FinCEN announced, just to clarify, mm-hmm. you know, if you sell anyone over $3,000 worth of cryptocurrency, we expect you to have a complete know your customer program in place. I mean, the law hasn't changed. I mean, it's been what it's always been. We just want to clarify that we expect this from everyone who sells cryptocurrency regardless.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to see how it is I became obligated to follow their rules.
Right. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Otis calling from Mississippi. Otis, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about women's pants. So about 15 years ago, I was walking around, and they ain't got no holes in them. But now, they, by gosh, you just look at a woman's pants, and especially them young women, they got holes all up and down the front of their jeans. It's okay. One of the most ingenious marketing things I've ever thought. I mean, I think them people's thought of. If them jeans are going to be full of holes, then they got to buy new ones pretty soon. You know, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I hate those things, I just want to say. And it's not just a women's jeans thing. There was some amount of time, some number of years, I don't know if it's still a fashion thing, but even men's jeans came pre-holed, basically, where you it was very difficult to find a pair of jeans that didn't have holes in them when you bought them.
And the worst part is you're paying full price for them.
That's right.
I ain't understanding that.
More price. They pay more for them. Those holes are cut by a designer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They put on premium right there. And then they may as well have been wearing short pants instead of doing that. But anyways, I was just making an observation on a chair.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, bro.
Great call.
Holy jeans.
Holy jeans.
I hate them.
Holy moly.
Well, we've been all over the board, so where shall we go?
We can talk more about vape stuff here.
I would like to talk about that,
Trump,
because it just infuriates me.
Well, I've had this in my show prep all week and just haven't had a chance to get it out there yet. But, you know, as you know, a few months ago, Donald Trump had indicated that he was concerned about his son, who is a teenager.
Poor Barron.
And I guess Barron had been maybe talking about vaping or indicating.
He had seen children at school who vape. That was the whole thing that got Melania all upset.
Right?
Quick, somebody panic.
Pass a law, or in this case, just create a regulation. They didn't even have to pass a law.
And let's wipe out an entire industry while we're at it. Entire industry of pretty much small businesses. No big deal. That's what you elected us
well,
for.
Well, I think
small
that's
government.
Part of the plan, though, is they want to wipe out an industry of small businesses so that market can be taken over by the tobacco giants.
That's probably true.
Or
late to
other
the
cronies.
They were late to the game in vaping, but they finally got their own vape products.
Right.
The big tobacco companies, Philip Morris and those others. So I've got a couple stories here. One of them is Vox.com, just kind of a summary of what happened, and then another, the Los Angeles Times with an editorial piece whining about Trump reversing direction on this. The federal ban was supposed to prohibit sales, this is Vox.com, of flavored e-cigarettes, including, you know, whatever flavors are out there, with the exception of tobacco. And then on November 4th, the night before a planned news conference, Trump refused to sign off on the ban, reportedly over fears that it could cause people to lose their jobs. Yeah, the vape shop, one of the vape shops here in town is apparently closing, from what I hear.
That's what he had indicated, yeah.
And that's not because of the federal controls. That's because the city of Keene restricted sales to only people over 21.
Well, his response, what he, in a letter to his employees, he said it's because of the coming federal ban.
Oh, really?
Yes. So hopefully he'll reverse course on that.
Oh, wow. I noticed when I drove by, there were signs up in his window. It said something about government, but I drove, you know, I was driving, so I couldn't really look. There were like three handwritten whiteboards that were up in his window. So I'm curious to what that message was.
And the thing is, in practice, I don't think this is going to be as big a deal as people think it is, because if they're not banning the unflavored version of these, because you can get it with no flavor at all in it. Flavor is something that has to be added.
Well, no.
So if they're not banning the unflavored, you could then add whatever flavor you wanted.
Right,
to.
But not everybody's a chemist. Not everybody wants to.
They're not a hobbyist.
Right.
Right.
And like I
for
would.
For the same reason,
well,
most people don't grow their
own weed.
But they don't grow their own weed, right? Like most people who smoke cannabis just buy it. And the same thing's true of people who use vapes. Yeah, sure, they could. I remember we went to. There was a Social Sundays years ago here. It's a local libertarian meetup that we have in town, and it happened at a bar where at the same time they were having like the New England Vaping Association meetup, and there was these clouds of vapor as all these vapors had come into this bar to kind of have their little hangout meetup thing. And one of the things they were doing was they had like a table where these people were like mix mastering these things. They like were tweaking their mixes of different flavors together, and that's their hobby. That's what they're into, and it's probably a very small portion of the overall vaping population that does that stuff.
If they would have gone through with a full ban on flavors, I would have become, you know, Walter White and Breaking Bad. I would have been in my RV in the desert coming up with new
in your
vaping.
Underwear.
In my underwear.
They can't ban the flavors because it's the same artificial flavor that they put in soda pop, that they put in artificial popcorn butter, if you're getting the butter-flavored stuff.
Do they have that? Do they have butter flavored vape?
Well, it's generally if you have if you're using butter flavor in vape, I think it would probably be mixed with other flavors. But, you know, for example, you could make butter pecan if you wanted to. I don't know if that's a flavor they do.
I'm sure somebody's giving it a try.
So we'll talk more about what, you know, Trump reversing course on this and what's coming next.
And the point is the government has no constitutional grounds to ban something like vapes. They don't even have moral grounds because it wasn't hurting anyone. It was helping people. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has the solution. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a whole lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. That is balanceofnature.com. In studio, it's Chris.
Ian.
And Nobody.
And we have been talking about vaping. And
we talk about that a lot.
Potential. Yeah, we do. Go figure, because...
But you guys are both active vapers.
I am, and I thank God for vaping. I think it's no one, if you've never been a tobacco, if you've never been addicted to cigarettes, you cannot imagine how difficult it is to even contemplate giving them up. Most people just don't, and I'll just smoke till the day I die. I was able, in a matter of weeks, to switch over to vaping, and I've been cigarette-free for over a year. I'm not breathing, burning smoke anymore. Vaping represents a 95% reduction in harm over the bad habit I had.
Do you notice, because I remember hearing from people who had a real bad cigarette habit, that when they quit smoking cigarettes, and this wasn't when they replaced it with vaping, but just when they quit smoking cigarettes, after a few weeks, you kind of get over the withdrawal symptoms, and then they told me that they would hack up they would be coughing in the shower, and they'd hack up black goo or whatever, or something like that.
I've never had anything like that.
No, okay,
never had that. But I have quit a couple times in the past, once through hypnosis. And for about 5 years after I had quit smoking that time, I would still, at least 2-3 times a week that I remember, have a dream where I was sitting in a bar and I would reach down and pull a cigarette out and light it, and then realize, oh my God, I quit smoking. Well, I can still smoke this one. I'll just finish this one. I'll be done. Every year, for 5 years, I had that dream. That's how addictive it is.
I used to have dreams like that when I first started going to AA.
Really?
About doing other things. Yeah, I remember once waking up and thinking, oh, God, I relapsed last night. I've got to call my sponsor. And
but
then
it was just a dream.
Realizing that, no, that couldn't have been real because it didn't fit with, you know, I don't know what part of the circumstances didn't fit, but I eventually realized that, no, that was a dream. That didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
Is it easier for you to breathe now? Do you notice any?
Oh, God, yes.
Anything like that?
Yeah, I can definitely tell the difference. And that just took a matter of weeks, and I began to feel better. I could breathe better. I could, you know, I routinely coughed. I mean, that was just part of my thing.
Every day.
Constantly.
And, you know, you remember how I used to be. I would be constantly hitting that cough button all day. And now I almost never cough unless I'm hitting a bowl.
Right. Which you've cut back on, too. You were telling me.
And I don't generally do it on mic, but
Okay, so we were talking about the ban that was purported at the federal level. Trump had promised to do this, and now a lot of people are upset. I'm sure a lot of people are really happy as well, because he apparently has backed away from that promise. According to Vox.com, the night before a planned press conference about the ban, Trump refused to sign off on it. Apparently over fears that it could cost people their jobs and could cost him votes among vape supporters, according to the Washington Post that broke the story. Trump was also swayed by protests against the ban and a social media movement, #IVapeIVote, in which e-cigarette advocates argued the ban could cause or could boost smoking rates and harm businesses. Meanwhile, pressure from tobacco and vaping industry lobbyists didn't help, including a poll commissioned by none other than the vaping industry showing repercussions at the polls for Trump in battleground states, according to the New York Times.
Nice. I used that hashtag about every day for the last couple months. And just every tag, tagging Donald Trump and saying, I vote, I vape. I'm glad to see that was effective.
And do you just post that by itself, or do you include like a news story?
Oh, no, I didn't, you know, we didn't expect you to be another nanny stater. You know, just comments like that.
I was really disappointed.
Government? Right.
Because this is one area where the Republicans are generally supposed to be good. You know, states' rights first, because there's no constitutional authority for the federal government to tell states whether or not to tolerate vaping. And also the small government perspective. So I was really disappointed in Trump that he, which, you know, many times I've been very disappointed in Trump, but I was very disappointed that he took up this vaping mantra, and I'm glad that he has come to his senses and is no longer supporting this mess, at least at the federal level.
I hope so, too. And it's just a travesty. And then to rely on the FDA to be the regulatory agency. And thank you. Do you know where the FDA came from? What administration put the FDA in? Let me think.
Wasn't
Teddy Roosevelt. That's right.
So
a Republican.
Like 1905, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Brought to you by a Republican president, revered by his peers. Yes.
That one was, that Roosevelt was a Republican?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
I didn't
realize. Before he Bull Moose or something?
Eventually. When he couldn't get the nomination for the Republicans, he ran under the Bull Moose Party.
And didn't he go back and run again as a Republican after that?
Attempted to, but then he died. So, yeah, problem solved.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the other side?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Los Angeles Times.
Oh, here we go. Here
they
we go.
Are mad about this. Editorial published yesterday by the entire editorial board. faced with the troubling outbreak of a mysterious vaping-related illness. And it's not so mysterious anymore, because
it's not.
And it's not vaping-related so much as THC vaping-related.
So much as black market THC vaping-related.
Or we could just say vitamin E acetate vaping-related, right. Which has never been like a commonly used ingredient in vapes.
No, it's a cutting agent, right? That's what I was reading.
Yeah, and it seems like one guy just said, well, vitamin E, what can it hurt?
Sounds good.
Yeah. And, it's vitamins. It's good for you. and threw that stuff in because, you know, people vaped for decades before there was the first case of somebody getting sick from a vape.
And it's a good, we should really stress that this was due to the improper use of vitamin E acetate, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with vitamin E acetate. They use it in hand lotions. Nothing wrong.
But you're not inhaling that.
They use it in food. It's okay to use it in food. It's okay to ingest vitamin E acetate. What it's not cool to do is burn it and inhale the fumes of it.
Well,
that's
technically you don't burn it when you vaporize.
Yeah, vaporize it or heat it up and inhale those fumes. That's the problem. Yeah.
And apparently it's just the liquid accumulates in the lungs and causes problems for some reason. People can't take it in.
But they tried to use this to, you know, demonize nicotine, but by the same extension, they're trying to demonize THC.
Right.
So it's not like anybody ever died of a THC overdose.
Yeah.
So I want to be careful when we talk about that that this is a bad additive.
Well, the thing is, once there are white markets for THC vapes that aren't outrageously expensive, this whole problem goes away because people aren't going to buy things when they can't trace the supply chain.
Right.
So, you do have to wonder, did the L.A. Times miss that news about the vitamin E, THC
apparently
thing? Because that's, they're not mentioning it in this story, and it comes up again here in just a moment.
Oh,
so Trump announced in September that they would pull the flavored electronic cigarettes from the market, possibly within weeks. People are dying, said the president at the time. In a televised news conference with heads of the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Services, he promised quick action. And the Times says he was right to do so. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
God.
He is not right to do so. You got to quit looking to Washington to fix things because Washington never fixes things. It makes them worse, and your freedom suffers. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.